This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuianga Reo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be here in the studio on my birthday. So, yay me, another year older, another year around the sun. I'm like just that whole kind of, it's my birthday, I don't want to be doing the things I normally do. I kind of sometimes don't like doing that. Like, I like just having something nice happen, but actually, what are some good things? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Like, what good things are going on in life? So how do we embrace the good when life is hard? How do we notice, like, you know, how do we be mindful about and being present to the good stuff that's happening? Because I know that life is hard and there's a lot of stuff going on, and maybe you're someone who doesn't like cold weather, and so the weather right now is really, really horrible. Whatever reason's going on, it's like sometimes it can be really hard to find a good stuff, but I think it can be really nice. So yeah, so as a little birthday present to me, I'm going to talk all about positive things. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think, hey, talking to Progress to Health might be something very helpful for myself or for someone else, you know. I do play that ad again at the end of the show, so stick around, grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to grab all those contact details and to reach out to Progress to Health. So let's jump right in. So how do we notice the good stuff? How do we give time to having like the little bits, those moments where there's some nice stuff going on? Now, obviously, as I was saying, it's my birthday, so I've had a few nice things today, so that's been really lovely. Got lots of, I have to say, one of the good things about being on Facebook is you get lots of really nice messages from people on your birthday if you've got your birthday on Facebook, because it reminds people to say happy birthday, so that's quite good. But like, I'm working, and like, you know, everything's trucking along. We had training this week for my entire organisation with Progress to Health, and so we had, as we were finishing, someone let everyone know that it was my birthday today. So we everyone sung me happy birthday in both Te Reo and English. So it just kept going and going, and so I don't normally get flustered with people kind of singing me happy birthday or something, but it kind of got to me this time. It was kind of amazing. So that felt really nice. And I've just been trying to pay attention to, like, the nice sunshine that we've been having. Like, I know that we've been having some super, super cold weather. Don't know whereabouts in Aotearoa you are, or if you're overseas, or if it's actually even, maybe you're listening to this show as a podcast and it's way in the future and it's no longer July 30th. So weather right now is like we've had some super, super cold days. Like we've had some -4, -3 frosts overnight and they've been pretty intense and it's been pretty amazing. And man, there's been some very, very pretty frosts in the morning. And I have been finding it quite good, actually. I've been really enjoying the real chill air, like the really fresh, crisp mornings. And I've been absolutely loving the sunshine. Like, so by the afternoon, it gets quite warm. Well, for a certain value of warm, for winter it's warm. But the sun coming in the windows makes everything warm up quite a lot. And it's just so sunny, because that's the weather I really like, as opposed to the really cold, wet, dreary, grey days that we normally are having this time of year. Normally around my birthday, it's quite grey. So normally I'm finding that quite hard. So this time round, I'm embracing the good about all the shiny and sunny and, like, you know, crisp and cold in the morning, so I get to dress up all nice and warm and snuggle in on my hoodie and my nice warm clothes, and then for the rest of the day just enjoy the sunshine when I can. But what sort of things do you like? What sort of things, like, when it's the middle of the year and you're like, oh my goodness, it's almost like we've got, what, 2 days? Well, like the rest of today and all of tomorrow, and then we're in August. So it's a day and a half left of July, and then we're in August. And then, like, I don't know about you, but as soon as we get to August, it's kind of like the downward slope of the year. Like, we've done the first 7 months. Like, we're in the 8th month. It's on our way to Christmas, right? You know, there's no denying that we're towards the end of the year. We're moving towards the end of the year at a great rate of knots. And sometimes that's quite confronting, and so it's not so great. So are you someone who finds that not good? Like, how do you find something good in this moment? Like, are you someone who loves cold air like me, so cold, fresh weather, so actually the weather's really good? Or are you someone who hates being cold, so it's actually really hard? So looking for something good in life might be around, like, going, hey, I've got more excuse to stay inside and stay bundled up nice and warm in my, like, soft, cuddly clothes and have another hot chocolate. What is the things that you find that you can look for? And I always find it's really good, like, if we're trying to find ourselves the positives to look for, whether, like, the things to be present of and acknowledge, is looking at it from, like, kind of the Te Whare Tapawhā model. So thinking about what's going on in our physical reality, so physical world, so whether it's about our body, or an extension of that is, like, what's in our environment. So what's the weather like? What is our home like? What is happening? Has someone cooked you some really yummy kai recently that's really good? Did you manage to get your favourite coffee that's a little bit more expensive normally on special, so you managed to get it for yourself? What are the things that you've done that your tinana, your taha tinana, is, like, really enjoying your body? And then there's obviously your taha hinenaro, so your mental and emotional well-being. So is there something that's making you laugh? Is there something that's making you feel good, like, emotion-wise? Is there something that you're enjoying thinking? Like, do you have a new TV program that you're watching that's got you thinking? Have you found a new online puzzle to do that you're finding really good? What's the thing that's been going on that you've been, like, it's like there's been a snippet of good within it, or maybe a whole lot of good. It might not just be a little bit, it might be a whole lot. And then there's obviously taha whānau, so your social well-being. And so what's been going well, what's some positives that's happening in your whānau and your friends and your work colleagues, and, like, so what's in the community, what's been happening near you, what's been good stuff? Right? So thinking about social, it can also be about, like, you know, do you have something to look forward to? This weekend I'm getting to go away up to Auckland with my girlfriend, and we're going to go watch the Dropout Improv show, which I'm just greatly, greatly looking forward to. And, like, what's the things that are really good? Right? And it, again, it can be big, it can be small. It's just like when we're looking, trying to be mindful and present to good stuff in our life, it's noticing the good no matter what size it is. Like, is it a little, like a little tiny bit of good? Is it a really big bit of good? Like, what's going on? So one of the things that I know can be quite hard to kind of like kind of focus on and think about quite often when we're either talking about Te Whare Tapawha or just noticing stuff in life could be taha wairua. So it's our spiritual well-being. So a lot of people find it a little bit difficult to think about kind of what do they do to look after their taha wairua? What are the things that make a difference? So maybe if you're trying to think about what is going well in that area and you're kind of being present to some good stuff, it might be feel a bit harder. But for me, I always picture taha wairua is to do with our connection to more. So obviously, tinana is about our physical body, hinenaro is about our mental and emotional state, so it's our internals. Whānau is about our connection to people, it's like how, like, you know, to other people. And then taha wairua is like kind of our connection to everything that's more than that, so it's more than people. So it could be nature, it could be a higher power, it could be the universe, it's whatever it is for you. And I just find sometimes when other things are going well, I feel like my wairua is doing really well because actually I just feel connected. I feel like things are going okay. And so sometimes the noticing the good or being aware of the positive around wairua is just that I notice connections, that I actually feel connected to more than just me, that I can walk out in the morning and just look around and go, it's really cool to be part of this community. It's really cool to be part of this world and just feel good about that. And so that's a really nice positive. And so what I want you to do, what I'm going to do is something that I used to do all the time and I haven't done for a while. I'm going to play a song and leave you with a question to have a think about while you listen to the song. So I want you to have a think about, like, how do you notice if life's hard, if things aren't going great, or if they're just sort of trucking along and they're doing the usual and you kind of haven't got any big, wonderful, amazing, this is so awesome thing going on and you're just kind of having to actually put some effort into noticing the really good or noticing the good. How do you do that? Like, do you do it just thinking about it? Do you write notes? Do you have a gratitude journal? What is the thing you do to help yourself be present to the positive in life? So have a think about all that while you listen to Sound the Ocean, Ghost Town, here on the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
Bones.
Welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuengareo o te hapore. So I'm your host, Vanessa. And so just before that wonderful show from Sound the Ocean, I was saying, have a think about what do you do to be present to the positives in life? And so, like, have you had a thought about it? Like, what do you do? Is there a thing that you find makes it easier? Like, are you someone who writes a gratitude journal? I know someone who will write down, like, a little book, and they just write down between 3 and 5 things each day that they're grateful for. And it could just be that I have a comfortable bed because they got to the end of the day and they get to go to bed and it's comfortable. That's all they care about. It's the only thing they got that they're grateful for the day. But what are the things you notice? Because one of the things that I think can make a really big difference is if we actually work on being present to the positives in life, it gives us those moments of joy. It gives us those moments of good feeling. Maybe it gives you some dopamine or some serotonin. So these are like the happy, feel-good hormones in our brain. So what are the things that make a difference for you? And sometimes it can be really good if we have a clear idea of what we enjoy, what feels like a positive, or what we need to do to kind of notice the positives, be present to the positives, means that we have more opportunity to put some effort in and actually make it happen. Because if you're not sure where to go about how you actually make yourself be present to the positives in life, or you just know that actually you don't do anything to be present to the positives, you're just noticing all the negatives, what it means is you don't have as much opportunity to have those feel-good moments. And so if you're not, it's not that life is going to be a box of birds and everything's perfect all the time. What we're looking for is those snapshots of good stuff when we can manage it, if life's going our way in some manner or form. Even if it's literally, life's really dreadful, but actually my shoes don't leak, right? So my feet don't get wet. That's the only thing that's good that's today, right? Because if we don't, sometimes when life's really not going well, we have to purposely put a really solid effort in to be present to the positives. And if we don't do that, all we're noticing is the negatives, the hard things, the stuff that's making life really hard, the challenges, the stuff that we just really want to be different and we haven't managed to be able to change it for whatever reason. Maybe you just can't change it, right? And so it's that time that where we can actually make a really big difference to our overall well-being by actually just putting a bit of effort in and finding the things we can think about. And I'm all for the world's smallest amount of work to get the biggest results. Like, I'm not someone who's like, hey, you have to go run a marathon to feel like you've actually done some exercise. What are the little things that you can do that make a difference? Because I just think that's the thing that makes life better. It's like the little snippets that we can add are really, really good. Now, sometimes it's really hard to find the positives ourselves. And so do you have anyone in your life or anyone around you that you know, like, quite often notices or talks about the positives, the things that are going okay, the things that are going well, the things that are going really good, like however they phrase them? Do you have people that, you know, either are role modeling ways of being present to the positives? Or do you have people that you can ask and say, hey, can you just tell me one good thing that's happening in life? Because I don't have any right now and I just need to live vicariously through someone else. And so maybe it's someone who's in person, or maybe it's someone on the phone, or maybe it's someone you connect with on the internet. Like, however it is, like, what is the connection that you have? Like, someone else can share a positive that they've got. And I know I've had a friend in the past that did that. They just text out, it's like, life is going really crappily, things aren't going good, I just need everyone to put in, like, send me something fun or happy, or send me a photo of something cute, or send me a meme, I just need some pick-me-up. And, you know, there was like so many replies to that because they did it on Facebook, and there was just, I obviously have lots of friends on Facebook and lots of friends of friends. And so people were sending photos of their pets, and someone was telling a story about a really hilarious thing that happened in their life with their kids. And, you know, there was a lot of positivity was shared around, even if it wasn't like, you know, the usual really feel-good stuff. Like, some of it was really kind of like things were going not particularly great, but the person could see the hilarity in it, so that was really good. And it was just, it made us feel connected. And the, for the person who sent out the message asking for the contact and the kind of good things was that they didn't feel alone, because sometimes that's the thing, right? Like when things are going really hard, quite often we just feel alone. We feel like there's no one here, there's no one we can talk to, there's nothing kind of going on that makes a real difference. And so if we're noticing the positives, it feels like there's a connection to something more than just us. Even if it's not directly to another person, it's kind of there's a connection to the wider world. And so it makes a difference. It feels like there's a reason we're here. It feels like there's a reason we're keeping going. And that's really, really good. And sometimes we don't have anyone to reach out to. Sometimes, like, it's just really hard and we can't bring ourselves to find the positives. Like, it's just too hard. And sometimes we just really need to talk to someone and go, hey, I need help maneuvering through this. I need help working out what to do next. I can't work out how to manage this at all. Maybe your emotions are really low and it's like you just don't know what the next steps are. So what I'm going to do now is a regular series that I do or regular segment I do in every show of Fighting Stigma. And so it's a series of support lines. So if at any point you're feeling like, hey, I need to reach out, I need to talk to someone, and what we want you to have is like knowing who to call, when to call, when they're available, and what you can talk to them about. So grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So if you ever need them, you've got them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support. And when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 543.
I do play that at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma, so come back and listen again next week. But that's all we have time for today, so I hope that's been really helpful for being present to the positives. From us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 5757.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.